We've been thinking a lot about high school graduates lately. Monday morning, Heidi spoke with Logan Monroe, who graduates this year from Northland Schools in Reamer. Yesterday, I spoke with Sadie Waldo, who's graduating from Kellyer High School. And this morning, I'm talking with Britta Oz. She's graduating from Bemidji High School. She's one of those show choir and dance kids, and she was the star of the high school musical this fall, Legally Blonde, and she's just a generally all-around fun person, and I'm glad she's here with us this morning. Thanks for talking with us this morning, Britta.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. So the year is not, it's not at all how you envisioned it when you started your senior year. How has this been?
You know, it's been really hard, especially having those last couple months that were considered to be the best of your, of anyone's high school experience. But, you know, day to day, just getting used to it and just realizing how blessed and lucky I've still been in this time. My family's been healthy. I've had other opportunities outside of school that have kept me busy. So as good as I can be, I would say, in this time.
Yeah. What are you doing outside of school?
So I'm involved in a theater competition through Hennepin Theater Trust. They're based down in Minneapolis, and it's called Triple Threat. And I had the opportunity to work with them, and I submitted video auditions of me singing, dancing, and performing monologues. And I actually became a finalist this year, which I am super excited about, and that gives me the opportunity to work with professionals in Minneapolis over Zoom calls, and it just gives a lot of opportunities for me.
Gosh. So what did you prepare for your monologue and your singing and dancing?
Absolutely. So I had a monologue from a book that I pulled. I actually used it for my college auditions. I'll be attending Minnesota State University Mankato in the fall if some of this stuff clears up. And it's called Last First Kiss by Chad Beckham. It's more of a dramatic monologue. And for my singing pieces, I sang a song called World Burn from the musical Mean Girls. And that was kind of a more up-tempo song I performed. And the other one was called Dying Ain't So Bad from Bonnie and Clyde.
Whoa, and do you have any idea how many other kids submitted audition tapes?
You know, I honestly don't. I wish I did, but all the rounds narrow down from, so they'll choose about top 50, and that's the first round, and then the second is about 30 or so. And then I think there's 22 finalists, I'll believe, and they'll choose two winners, or four winners, two boys and two girls. And the trip has been postponed this year, but in past years they have taken the winners to New York City and done workshops with Broadway professionals. And so if I were to win, which is, would be crazy, it's already an absolute dream to be a finalist. I've dreamed about it my freshman year. That would be what happened.
Wow. When you said you were dreaming about this since your freshman year, when did you start kind of having a pining for the stage?
Wow, I feel like I've always loved singing and performing, whether it was little concerts for my family in the living room when I was young, or just singing in my room. But stage-wise, I've been in choir since I was in elementary school. I've been singing for as long as I can remember. I started theater, actually, my eighth grade year. I was in Shrek the Musical at Bemidji High School. That was my first theater performance, and I fell so in love with being on stage.
Do you get stage fright?
I do. I feel like that's with any performer. It's really easy to get nervous about being on stage. I think that's super normal, but I think before you go on, I try and remind myself that this is what God made me to do, and I'm going to go out and do my best.
Wow. Well, I saw you in Legally Blonde this fall and was blown away. It does seem like you're a professional actress. I mean, it's up there. It's amazing. I was so blown away by your performance and your stage presence was just so good. So do you have advice for stage fright? Like, some people just kind of, you know, it can be paralyzing.
Yeah. Oh, man, I feel like it, I still get it, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think the more experience you have, the more it helps. Mm-hmm. But I think just reminding yourself that everyone that's watching, they want you to do well. They're rooting for you. They're not hoping that you do poorly. And when I figured that out, I think that played a huge role in my confidence on stage.
Yeah, I love that mentality. Nobody wants someone to do poorly. They all want you to succeed.
And if you do mess up, most of the time, no one even notices.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like as performers, we can be so hard on ourselves for little tiny mistakes that we might make.
Yeah, I think that's a lesson in life, too.
Yeah, of course.
We can kind of get in our own heads about things, and also can be paralyzing, too. Wow. So how... You're a show choir kid, too.
I am.
Okay, so this is a lot of time commitment to show choir. What has that piece of your schooling meant to you?
Yeah, I've been in Vocomotive for 3 years now, and the varsity show choir team. And we've put a lot of hours in during choreo weekends and singing and learning the entire show and putting it all together. And our director, Chris Fedig, he is a genius. And our choreographer, April James, she's insane. She's such a genius with her choreography, and we're so blessed to have her. I think more than anything, it's taught me how to work hard and be determined. When I was a little sophomore walking into the black box, I was scared and terrified because I'd never put so much time into something. And hard work and time really paid off, you know, going in the mornings and getting help on dances, whatever it was, it's all so worth it.
Wow. So you are, we'll shift to online schooling and stuff. And I know your dad's a teacher.
He is. I actually have two of the classes I'm taking online with my dad.
Oh my goodness. So how has it been in your house? I mean, you're kind of grappling with this new, it's a new experience to be online.
Yes, and it is.
It's a new experience for him, too. What have the conversations been like?
I think it's really just important for my dad and I to work together. Online school is new to both of us, and just knowing the times where we were both stressed or worried, just trying to be there for each other as much as we could. It's hard because we have two different perspectives completely on everything that's happening, and I'm kind of in the senior slide mode, just wanting to be done and wanting things to be back to normal. Especially, it's been hard to stay motivated, and he's just wanting kids to stay motivated and hang on and keep learning. So it's been interesting, but I'm glad I've had him at home to help me when I need.
Yeah. You said that you've really just sort of put things into perspective. It sounds like you really cherish your family's health and that things are good in your household. What else has this experience taught you? I know you're probably separated from your friend group a little bit too, physically.
Mm-hmm.
What have you learned from all this?
I've definitely learned to live more in the moment. Like I was saying before, it's so easy to idolize this ending part of this closing chapter of ours, and just anticipating all these amazing things to happen where I could have lived in those moments when I had a senior year being at school and enjoying those even more than waiting for this very ending time. And yeah, definitely living more in the moment is a huge lesson that I'm going to be learning through this.
Good. What is Bemidji doing for their graduation ceremony?
We are doing a drive-by procession, so we're starting at the Stanford Center and driving to the high school, and we're going to have signs on our cars, and they're doing a radio broadcast, actually, of announcing the graduates and their favorite memory from high school, which is really exciting. I was asked to write a speech, mm-hmm. which I surprisingly was kind of scared when I was asked to. Of course, I love singing and performing in front of people, but for some reason, reading off a sheet of paper in front of a bunch of people on the radio did not sound fun to me. So I decided to write a song, and they chose it, and they're going to play it on the radio. I just recorded it the other day, so it's an original, and I'm really excited for them to play it on the radio. I've been writing music, I don't know, probably since my sophomore year of high school, but I've never really outwardly shared a lot of it with anyone.
Wow.
So
wow, and you're going on the radio.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It's wonderful. I love that you took that assignment and made it your own. That's really the way to do everything, I think. Wow. So are you a piano player?
I took piano when I was younger, but I haven't played for a while.
Okay. What's your songwriting process like?
Well, I play ukulele. Mm-hmm. I have a baritone, a soprano, and an electric. So I kind of will go in between those three. And usually I just try and find chord progressions that I like of the type of song I want. And then from there, I really just try telling a story through the lyrics that will connect with other people.
Wow. Very, very exciting. What are you doing this summer?
I actually did get a job. That's some other good news that I've had through COVID is they're having a Dunkin' Donuts opening in June.
Yeah.
In Bemidji. And I got a job there, so I'm excited. I have a few of my show choir ladies also working there, so that'll be fun.
Ooh, I'm a donut. I'm kind of crazy about donuts, so I'm going to see you
a lot. Oh, yes, maybe I'll see you there.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Well, have a wonderful graduation ceremony. I hope everybody hears your song, and I hope that everything goes smoothly this fall for you at Mankato, and into things. So have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Britta Oz, she's a Bemidji High School graduate. It's fun to meet people like that. If you're a graduate or you're a teacher, we'd love to hear how this experience is affecting you. You can call our talkback line and leave a message, 218-999-9876, or you can send an email to our email. It's comments@kaxe.org. We want to know how you're doing and how this is affecting you. And maybe you're like Britta and you've really recognized the positive things in your life. And maybe you're really struggling. We want to hear about it.